Although today's readings aren't very easy, it's a real relief after last week, I've got to tell you. Last week, there were a whole bunch of things that we were told that we shouldn't do, and everyone, single one of us, had no hope whatsoever by the time it was finally read. And now, though, moving into Lent, when people tend to give up something or take something on, and we higher our expectations about ourselves, make them higher, we're told the last line, of course, be perfect. And therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Fantastic. I don't know how that's working out for you in your life, but it's not going so well in mine. However, I think every single one of us has somewhere in their life where they look for perfection. They try to make something perfect. We try to make something perfect, something we can control. Because heaven knows we can't control the world, we can't control other people, and sometimes we can't control ourselves. But we find something that we try and make perfect. Now, all of you will not be surprised that I get teased a lot about one of the things that I try to make perfect, which is my environment. If you are here at 7:15 on a Sunday morning, you will see me adjusting the altar by 2 centimeters to make sure it's exactly in the center of the room. And because I know that you will relate, I'm going to tell you a story about this obsession of mine. When I was studying to be a priest, I had a very small room in the residence at the Vancouver School of Theology, and my parents came to visit. And so I had a bachelor pad, a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs and a couch, and a throw rug, an area rug that sat precisely between the chair and the love seat. My father was a real tease. I'm sure that surprises you as well. And he and my mother were visiting, and one day I came home from class and they were there in my room. And I came in and they said, "How was your day?" So I started telling them about my day. And they started to smile. And I didn't know what was going on, but what I had done was when I walked in, my father had moved my area carpet just a little bit. And so as I walked in to tell them about my day, without even knowing, while I spoke to them, put my feet on the carpet, adjusted it to exactly its right position, and carried on. So then my dad said, "Beth, I'd really like a drink of water." And I thought, since when can't you walk? Like, what's going on? This is not my usual father. I said, "Okay, I'll go get you one." I left the room. You know what happened. I came back, gave him my drink of water, and he proceeded to ask me some other question. And he, of course, had shifted the carpet the other direction. So unconsciously, I fixed the carpet with both my feet as I carry on talking. Next, my mother says, "I'm kind of thirsty too." And so I am persistent. So are they. So off I go to the kitchen thinking, what has come over them? These are usually my independent, self-reliant parents, and I'm getting them water. So off I go, I come back. Sure enough, it's gone again. And I, without knowing, for the third time, straighten the carpet. Finally, I look at my father, and his eyes are just sparkling. His mouth is in that, I can't help it any longer, and they both burst out laughing. And I said, "What is the matter with the two of you?" And they said, "Do you know what you've done?" And they pointed out my obsession with my area carpet. Hasn't changed. If they were here today, they'd do it at my house now. I know they would. And in fact, every time I straighten my area carpet, I think of them, which is quite often. But that is one way that we try and control things, make it perfect. But it's not so easy, is it, when it comes to our relationships and our faith, which is what we are asked this morning to do, is to focus on being perfect in that realm. Now, there is some good news for us. We translate the word telos, which is in Greek, as perfect, but it actually means much more than that. It means completion, or intended goal, or determined end, or maturity. So perfect isn't quite so simple as, you know, aligning everything up with what we think is the ideal, or what we think someone else thinks is the ideal. It's about bringing something to its completion. And Jesus is not really asking us to be perfect in all of our actions, because Jesus himself, heaven knows, knew that was impossible. But Jesus is asking us to be persistent, to make sure that we persist in the elements of our faith that are important, that we try and turn over the world, which is what this gospel is all about. Jesus is presenting a new way of looking at things. It used to be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, indeed. But Jesus says, don't resist an evildoer. He also says, don't give in. Those are two different things. He says, if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. But Jesus does not say, keep going like this. Keep letting them hitting you. That's not what Jesus says. He says, once, twice, enough. Jesus says, if they want to sue you for your coat, give them your coat and give them your cloak as well. Well, he doesn't go on to say, and give them everything else that they wanted. Jesus is actually teaching us something about being really careful about the line between being faithful and just letting everything walk right over us. There is a line. There is a line between our obsession and compulsion and our perfection, our bringing things to a good end. And that's what he is trying to teach us, I think, with all of these different examples today. Jesus also says that we should love our neighbor and hate, we shouldn't love our neighbor and hate our enemy, but love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Right now, in this day and age, that's a little trickier, don't you find? When I was growing up, we thought our enemies were fairly obvious. I'm not saying they were, but we thought they were. They looked different from us. Whether who we are, they looked different. They sounded different. They perhaps had another religion. That's who we thought our enemies were. Now, I'm finding increasingly that one, someone I might categorize as my enemy, or someone who really doesn't believe the same things I do, and in some way seems to threaten the way we live, looks exactly like me. Closer at hand. And I can't tell. Sometimes, who is my enemy and who is my friend? And I think as society, we're finding that more and more the case. It's not based on color or religion or creed. It's based on a whole lot of other things. So how do we deal with that? Well, Jesus says, love them. Doesn't mean accept everything they do. It doesn't mean let them hit you innumerable times. But it means keep an open heart and keep some boundaries and be smart about it. So Jesus being perfect in Jesus' world is not about just giving away everything or being run over, but it's about being persistent. Persistent in what we believe, persistently faithful, and persistently clear that there's something else we stand upon. That we stand upon the ground of being, on the God that is there for us. Today we just sang, you never know when this is going to happen. Gordon has this all planned, but I never expect it. When you sing a hymn that says, you call us, Lord, to be a people set apart, to feel with thoughtful mind and think with tender heart. Thus chosen now, O Lord, we ask for your faith, for faith in your unfailing grace, to make us equal to the task. That really struck me, because often we think that we think with our minds and feel with our hearts. And this reverses that. It says to feel with thoughtful mind and to think with tender heart, which I think means that we need to be smart about our hearts. And we need to actually be compassionate with our minds. And so that we can remain open enough to love and clear enough to have some boundaries and persistent enough, just like I was with my area carpet. And my father and mother were equally persistent. That we are persistent enough to know the things that really matter that we know what we want to be perfect about as a community in our own lives, that we may not always get it right. We may not always know who our enemy is and who our neighbor is, but that we keep an open heart, that we feel with our minds and we think with our hearts, and that then perhaps we will be perfect as God is with us. Amen.